What was that? Was it a bear? Is it a big cat? Or was it a figment of your pop culture imagination? Or was it the Bigfoot, known in Florida as Skunk Ape? The scurry of squirrel and the crackle of twigs make distinct sounds in the Florida wild, but we've all heard a bigger noise, a different sound. This episode, we explore what that sound could be. We explore if we saw what we think we saw. Today, we explore the Florida Bigfoot. Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Warehouse. I'm your host, Josh Johnson, and today, like every other day, we're joined by a special guest. We are joined by Stacy Brown Jr., filmmaker and skunk ape researcher. Hey, Stacy, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me on, bud.
Hey, so Stacy, let me tell you something. I have been salivating out the mouth for this episode. I am so excited to talk skunk ape, Bigfoot, and all other conspiratorial with you, as you call it, fringe topics. And so I want to start by saying we had Jeff Vandermeer on the show, legendary Florida writer, and all of his books are set, well, most of his books are set in the Florida wild, right? And Jeff said something on this show that has stuck with me, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, whenever you're in the Florida wild, you always see something out of the corner of your eye and you can never be convinced of exactly what it is. That brings me to a spot with you. What could it be? Could it be Bigfoot? Could it be Skunk Ape? Are you a believer?
I am a believer. I call myself a knower. Even that sounds a little, I don't know, braggadocious, but it is what it is.
So when you say you know, why do you know? Have you seen?
I have seen one. I've seen one in Chattahoochee, Florida, along Flat Creek, exit 166. And then I had the pleasure of seeing another one in 2014 in the Sierras in California.
Now, Stacy, I'm going to I want to put you to the test here because, you know, when I stand up, I stand at 6'3", and between this hair and this beard, are you convinced or are you sure that you just didn't see a Josh Johnson running in the wild one night? How do you know it was a Bigfoot or a skunk ape?
How do I know? Okay, so nobody would have had a costume that good. Mm-hmm. I was only probably 10 feet, just the edge of the firelight away from me. And it's about 7'1". I seen a basketball player on Madison Street one day. Uh-huh. And I stopped and asked him, I said, how tall are you? Uh-huh. But the thing about Josh Johnson, is Josh Johnson is not as wide as a washer and a dryer to each other. So that's what you're looking at. You've seen it, washer and dryer next to each other, throw the head in the center. And that's what you're looking at. And so you see a lot of, like, the Jack Lynx, Bigfoot.
Yeah.
They're all groomed, look like they're using Pantene Pro-V or something. This thing looked like it lived in the swamp. It breathed heavy.
Oh, you were close enough to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My only issue is I didn't hear it walk up the hill. And we can get into that. It's another whole can of worms.
That's almost scary, something that big, that stealth.
And I'm not. I'm a woodsman, uh-huh. Right? I pride myself on my ability to track. If I gave you a 3-hour head start and you walked off in the woods and sat down, I'd come to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very confident in that. And so I'm always aware of my surroundings and what's going on around me. And for something to just be there of this size, you know, in November when all the leaves have fallen. Like I said, that's another can of worms.
I hear you. So Stacy, just so... people know that you actually come with some credentials, too. Not only are you a filmmaker, an incredible filmmaker, by the way, but you have taken this show on the road for years. I mean, you've been featured on Spike TV and Animal Planet, and as I just learned, you licensed something with the History Channel. And so this is not an occasion for you to get out a hobby. This is something that you have committed your life to in a lot of ways.
At the end of the day, when Stacy Brown's done in this realm, that's what people will know me for, right? Since my sighting, I've taken about 750 reports. Mm-hmm. That number's probably higher now. I just go to that number because I haven't counted them.
When you say reports, clear that up. What does that mean?
Eyewitness encounters. Ah. I've talked to about probably 750 people who have seen this thing, you know, and not everybody can be lying. I've talked to everybody from the bus driver to the NASA rocket scientist, to the judge, the police officer, all walks of life. Sure, some people can be misidentifying what they're seeing.
Sure.
Right? But not everybody can be wrong. I'm not wrong, whether you believe me or not. It doesn't matter at the end of the day, because when I lay down and I'm going to bed and it's those thoughts in your mind before you drift off to sleep.
Sure.
I know my truth. It doesn't matter if you know it or not.
Let me ask you this. I'm from, and you're from this area too.
Crawfordville. Yes, sir.
I'm from Lake Jackson.
Okay.
And Lake Jackson is a wooded place too. And while I don't live there anymore, I grew up there out in the woods in Lake Jackson. And there was a peripheral legend of a ghost that sounded like a banshee. We now know all of these years later that on the rare occasion that a big cat's out there, it can scream and sound like a woman. And so we've now accumulated enough research to know that the Lake Jackson Banshee was probably just a series of big cats over a couple of years. Is there any part of you, and I'm not even talking about misidentification, is there any part of you that thinks that the skunk ape is, well, I guess I've answered my own question. You believe that this is a separate species of something?
100%.
What do you believe? Do you believe that it's primate? Do you believe that it's bear? Do you believe that it's humanoid? Or do you believe that we just don't know until we find out?
I think in 100 years, this won't be taboo. Right? When we start to maybe... Because when you talk to the Native Americans that lived here, sure. They say these things walked in between worlds. Right? They would travel as light at some time. So that explains the orbs, what you would call will-o'-the-wisps. Not sure if you've heard of that, but it's like forest lights. You see balls of light.
Got you.
Play things like that. Native Americans who live this land, they live closer to this land than we could ever even imagine, right? But we're pompous, right? As a civilization now, we think we know everything. And the world, some people do know a lot more. But what the public knows is something completely different. And if I had to guess, it would just be another, you know, humanoid species like us. You know, because I honestly think there was a book called, what was the book? It was a book about Neanderthals that I read. And I can't remember the name of it, but I can't remember the name of that. Anyways, they described Neanderthal completely different than what you would think of the Geico caveman or whatever, you know. They talked about an animal covered in hair from head to toe, right, with something in their eyes called the tapetum lucidum. So when people see Bigfoot skunk ape, they talk about this reflection, you know. So if I was to shine a flashlight in your face, it's not going to reflect light. If I shine it in a deer's eyes, though, it's going to reflect light. Bigfoot has that. Right. Neanderthals also had that. I'm almost, if this creature is something of this known world, like a panther, hog, anything like that,
sure.
I would have to say it was a Neanderthal. Something we've thought has went extinct, but it's lived close enough and is smart enough just to stay on the fringes away from us.
So now let's get to some of the, and then I want to get into some of your films too and some of the techniques of filmmaking, but I got to stay on Skunk Ape for a while because this has just been I'm a Florida boy, right? A North Florida boy. And so this is something that's decorated my imagination for years and I'm sitting down with the man. So I'm going to get my fan questions out. What does it look like to research? Oh, well, not the question you think I'm going to ask. What does it look like to research, to study, and to track something that we can't prove is here? Does it make you feel crazy sometimes?
There's moments when you're sitting in the woods at like 2 a.m., you know, and you're
just answered the question. Yes,
yeah,
it does.
And you're by yourself, and, you know, your wife's at home. Your cats are at the house. You could be, you know, playing with the cats. You could be doing something with your kids. But you're out here getting eaten up by mosquitoes and possibly getting bit by a snake. You know, you've got to cross that creek again. It's full of alligators.
Sure.
You start to question it. But then you just, I feel that this was my path. Because when I was a kid, I was interested in this, right?
Sure.
And then I got into music. I was wrestling, playing football, got into music, got successful in music. And then scene one, and equipment music. It all came full circle again.
Oh, so when you saw it, you weren't researching them then? You,
no.
The site is what...
We were writing an album. We were writing an album. The place we saw it, they were on Finding Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
The lady had a handprint on the inside of her door to her Florida room. So we thought it'd be cool to go out there. We did not, in 100 years, think that this was going to become a reality. You know, but when it did, a couple years later, I took it as a religious kind of...
A discipline, a disciple of
God,
this work.
God guiding me back to where I was meant to be, where I was the whole time. I strayed off my path. And people can, that turns people off when you say those kinds of things. But
no, well, I grew up underneath a Southern Baptist preacher, my father. Mm-hmm. And he used to say, everything you see is a shadow cast by that which you don't see. One Christmas, my brother got a four-wheeler, a cherry red four-wheeler, and me and Joey took that four-wheeler everywhere. I would sit on the back of it. I'm 5 years younger. One day, now, again, I don't know if it was my bigger brother animating my imagination, but we saw something that as grown men we still talk about whenever he's in town for Thanksgiving. I don't even want to say it because some people take me seriously, and you've yanked the conspiratorial out of me, but... I did see something that looked like a man with the legs of a horse. But now I don't know if this is him patting it. To that point, how much have the stories that you've heard about Bigfoot maybe clouded your own sound judgment on these tricks?
So people have been into Bigfooting since the 60s,
sure.
Since the Patterson film.
Yeah.
Right. And I really went into it when I saw one. There was a thing called BigfootForums.com.
Mm-hmm.
I got on there and I started reading stuff from the Bigfoot community. They're bickering amongst each other. They've all got this certain way that you're supposed to do things. But I realized, I was like, none of these people could actually hunt a real animal.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm pretty good at that. So I was like, oh, I'm going to have this sewed up in 6 months. You know what I mean? So even from that moment, I tried to not let the outside noise, because there's a thing called, gee whiz. Anyways, it's when there's an idea on the table already, you can't take your eyes off of it. You know
sure.
what I mean? You're just stuck on that idea. So I kind of, even though I hear the reports and I take the reports, I know that these reports to me fall into four categories.
Mm.
Misidentification, straight up lying. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Schizophrenia. It's a real thing.
Sure.
Right. So they may have saw it.
Sure.
And then people that are telling the truth. And so I got 750 reports with only probably about 5% of those people are telling the truth in my eyes. I could be wrong on that number, but you'll hear things like, oh, Bigfoot left me this rock, or some things that are just crazy even for me,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I don't dismiss them. It just hasn't happened to me.
Sure.
Once it happens to me, I'll buy in. Just like I said with Bigfoot. I wasn't bought in. I thought it was cool. And then for whatever reason, there it was. You know, so I have no choice. I can look away. I can get rid of it. The guy that was with me, he doesn't want nothing to do with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I went the other route. My dad, once he caught his footage, he was done. Once he proved it to him, he's done. No more for him. He didn't want to be out there. He's like, this thing could kill us.
So let me ask you this, because your talents are many and vast. And as a filmmaker, at this year's Tallahassee Film Fest, I thought that Tate was just one of the, they were all great films. I love the Tallahassee Film Festival. As a matter of fact, I'm a huge supporter. But Tate was really done, like I told you, after our conversation in the parking lot, it was a story that we have all heard before, but it was done in such a unique and original way that you breathe life back into a story that I had heard 100 times. Do you plan to do something, or have you already done something like that for the Skunk Ape or Bigfoot?
So my most recent film, The Journey to Belief. I was done doing Bigfoot films, right? Didn't want to do no more. I wanted to kind of distance myself from that crowd because I love filmmaking. That's my passion. That's what I'd love to do for my job, right? And hopefully one day. But my partner, he said, hey, can you prove to me Bigfoot's real? Because he's a Reddit troll skeptic, mm-hmm. right? And I was like, wow, what a great idea. I was like, so I lined up 13 eyewitnesses. We went and did a document dive with the state, you know, and trying to get a light bulb to kick on to him. Then we went and spent boots on the ground. So that four-part series, I took a skeptic, and this is the only way I'll ever make Bigfoot films from now on, is if I don't want to make them for people who believe. There's no point. Mm-hmm. I need to make them for the other people. The people that are sitting there on the couch, they may be interested, they may be bored, but when they watch it, I want them to go, maybe. That dude's not crazy. You know what I mean?
Life for you is a pursuit of proving your own sanity.
Yes.
But you do it in an incredible way. In closing, and I hope this serves both sides of the equation, I'm going to leave you with an Eddie Glaude quote. Where I'm from, we try not to believe in the myths and the legends because usually we bear the brunt of them. In Florida, whether Bigfoot is real or fake, I can tell you right now that we bear the brunt of them, and you have bought that brunt right here in this studio today. I appreciate you for being such an interesting and incredible guest, and I appreciate you at home for joining us for another episode of The Warehouse. See you next time.